Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
It's week three of Dancing with the Stars, and believe it or not, three people are going home tonight. That's right, it's the triple elimination, and even better than that, we have some familiar faces you might recognize in studio here to answer all your questions. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Who's
in the troop and who's not? You can't tell. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Dancing with the Stars Season 26 After Show. We have so much to talk about. It was MVP night, a triple elimination. We had Battle of the Ballroom, and we have so many special guests here, but first off, I'm going to talk all about myself. I'm your host, Morgan Ouellette. You can find me at Morgan_Ouellette. Next to me is my male.
Hello, I am Scotty Jordan. Great to be here.
And next to Scotty.
Oh, hey, sorry. I am Teague, and Teague Julipanko, and I'm so excited. You guys, we have so many great people in the studio.
We do. We really do.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yes, we do, including moi. I'm Carla Renata. Thank you.
All right. And next to Carla, we have members of the official Dancing with the Stars dance troupe. Next to Carla, we have Artur.
Hi, guys.
How's it going?
So happy to be here.
We're so happy you guys are here. And on the couch, we have our lovely girl squad. Woo! All right. We've got Morgan. We've got Haley. We've got Britt. Guys, are y'all, how excited are you to be here?
It's pretty rad.
We're so honored to have you guys. We have so much to talk about. Clearly tonight was a poppin' night of dance. So we're just going to start off from the top. Let's just get going. Okay. First off, we had Mariah and Alan. They did a quick step to Boss. Let's just go down kind of what was everyone's vibe on this dance. Scotty?
Yeah, the vibe for me was I really loved her story with her mom and her family. Like, that really touched me. For the first time, I felt like connected with her. And the dance as well. I thought, you know what? She's really killing it. I really like the dance a lot. And to see, you know, her parents support her dreams is everything. So I really connected with that a lot. I really did.
Yeah, she was a total boss. And I think that was the goal of the whole dance. And I bought it. So I loved the whole performance from beginning to end. I loved her walkout. I thought that was very
sass.
Yeah, very sassy. I loved every second of it. I thought it was really great. It was fun to see her in her element. And it was cool to see the story about the mom.
Yeah, love
dad. Oh, my God, and the dad said their dreams were living them. I could cry about that. It's so cute.
I can't with you. Anyhow, honey, hot, Miss Mariah was. Yeah. She was hot. And the one thing about that dance with her, though, that I agree with Carrie Ann about is that she wasn't completely aware of the people dancing behind her. She wasn't in sync with them. You know, sometimes she'd stand in front of them or be a little too close or whatever. But, you know, other than that, she killed it.
All right. Any words from the troupe? Any opinions on this dance?
I thought she did a great job. Her choreography was really intricate. So keeping her posture throughout, I thought she did a great, great job, considering the level of choreography that she had.
I have to agree with Artur. The quick step was really pretty difficult for a celebrity. Alan really pushed her. And I think overall, they had a really interesting week with her traveling and the quick step and having to do jive in the dance battle.
That's true. It was
just a lot. And I think she handled it like a boss.
You are a host.
I just did that play on words.
You are a host.
I did not even play on it. I'm
just a genius. I don't know.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I agree with all you guys. I thought it was sassy. I thought it was fierce. The judges, she got 2 9s, an 8, and another 9, 35 out of 40. I thought that was fair scores.
Yeah, I thought so.
I agree.
Yeah, good start to the night.
It was.
The strong start. I just want to
let you guys know, because you guys don't see the live chat, but people are so excited you guys are here, and we're so excited you guys are here. This is your one day off during the week, right?
Yeah.
So what has it
so
like been on this season? Because it's a rush season. So is it different for you guys? Yeah, it's actually been a really, really, really busy season for us.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What people actually don't see is when couples are traveling, we stand in for either the pro or the celebrity that's not there. Gosh. So we are constantly rehearsing, and it's been an amazing season, but it's been really busy for all of us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you wish it were longer?
Of course.
Yeah. I
mean, it's nice when it gets extended, but there's probably new challenges with that.
So. Well, speaking of the chat room, and to everyone who's watching and interacting, stay tuned. Shoot Teague all of your questions.
Oh, yeah,
she's Miss Chat Room. The last couple minutes of the show, we're going to answer all of your questions. We're going to let the troop take it away and answer everything you may want to know. So stay tuned for that.
Yes.
Yep.
Put them in there. So exciting. Okay, next up we have Jenny and Keo. They did a Viennese Waltz to The Rest of Our Life. Love that song, first of all. I mean, I thought it was beautiful. I think she still has a few rough patches, but I think she has improved so much since the week before. Like, night and day, this dance versus the week before.
Yeah.
What do you think?
No, totally. Carrie Ann said that if this show were longer, like the usual shows, that she would progress more. And I agree with that. Her story, too, with her husband and kids. Her husband said she's part angel. And I left. I was like, yo, that's amazing.
Me and Teague were like, and like, come on.
Scotty was like, wait for this part.
I went home and I told my wife, I was like, I love you. Because it was amazing. I really connected with that story. I'm sorry.
It's too cute.
I can't have a relationship.
Yeah, I don't like knowing that people like you exist. Because it makes me feel like,
they do.
It's fine, Teague. Our time will come.
Okay, anyways. So, I thought it was really great. And I thought that she has improved so much already. Which is great, and I think one thing we saw week one was that she wasn't totally trusting Keo, and now I feel like she's released that whole thing, and she trusts Keo, and it looks like a very good partnership, so I think that is one thing that was a big change for her.
Mm-hmm. Which, if I may, I think being an athlete, too, especially Jenny Finch, they want to be in charge, right? So that's part of the challenge, too, is letting go of that, right?
And yeah, so especially as a partner, you have to be able to trust what he's going to do and just absolutely let go and be able to follow without stressing out what's going to happen next, you know? Yeah. So I think this third week, it's a complete difference from the cha-cha, which was a lot more, you know, fierce. I thought she did a really good job. She looked really elegant, which I thought was great.
Yeah.
All my notes just got erased, but I just deleted them by mistake, but I'm going to go off my memory. So I think she did an admirable job. I think that whenever he has her in a hold where her back is, she should arch her back just a little teeny tiny bit more. I think that probably would have helped a little bit, but you guys are all right. She's done much better than she has in weeks past. So she did an admirable job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any comments from the couch? Agree, disagree?
Okay. You're so polite.
I definitely think that she progressed from week one, just from getting to know her personally a little bit. We all kind of realized that actually going on to the show was really different for her, that a lot of her fans actually don't watch Dancing with the Stars. She comes from a very conservative place. And so even like dancing with someone else that's not her husband was kind of a journey. So being able to trust Keo was, I think, extra,
part
you know,
of the challenge.
It was part of the challenge for her and her husband. And I think that it's so fitting that this dance she really opened up because it was about her husband and her family. So I think she did a great job this week.
And she was so excited to like do a dance about her husband too.
Yeah.
She's honestly the nicest, sweetest, most. She's an angel.
So
like she really is.
She seems.
And
sweet.
She's so tall, and all of her limbs, like you really notice because she's so tall.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. I was, like, really rooting for her because I really liked her and I liked, like, what like Keo tried to bring out in her, you know?
I just wish she would have been on a different season. I think had we seen her on a longer season, we would have seen so much more from her. It's just, like, it's a short season. You have to go 0 to 100 real quick. But, I mean, the judges gave her some lower scores. So, we had a 7 and 8, another 2 sevens for a total of 29 out of 40. So, they were a little rough on her, but...
It's the third week. There's only 4 weeks, so
it's the semifinals. Well, so what do you
remember last
do?
Week? We're like, this is going to be the week that they crack down, and
they most definitely did.
Yeah, sure. They cracked down this week. Yes. Understandable. It's the semifinals. But next up, we had Chris and Whitney. They did a foxtrot to "I Got Rhythm." I love him. I think he has progressed so much. I will say, I was not a fan of the solo at the beginning. Yeah. I could have gone without that. Like, let's maybe just bring Whitney out right away. But other than that, I thought that hat choreography was amazing. I thought he did such a good job. I'll let y'all take it away.
Yeah, you could definitely tell he was a little uncomfortable being by himself. But, you know, kudos to him for trying. Yeah. But then when they did open the curtain,
he got
more comfortable.
Yeah.
I love the piece with his mom, you know, having a great relationship with my mom. It was just really cool to see. And, I liked it. I was rooting for Chris and Whitney.
Yeah, I like him more and more every week. Mm-hmm. I do agree. I hate to mention it again, but the solo for me just felt a little bit... It's challenging, though, being out there by yourself.
Yeah. Oh, you could not pay me.
Well, right.
Well,
no.
You could.
You probably could. But I feel
you
like...
You could pay me. I'm like, bring on the jackets, honey.
But I don't know. He like sang a little bit, but I wasn't sure, like, if he... I wasn't sure. Like, I was like, we're going to do it. We're going to not sing. I don't know. So, but when they got together, it was great. Yeah. So, I thought it was really good. And it was cute. The mom relationship story was cute.
Yeah, you know, I agree with y'all. They had great synchronized movement. I love the energy. I love the little steps on the piano because I realize how difficult that is and how much, like, they probably had as much space as we have on this table to do that and hold. So that was kind of awesome and very challenging, but really great for them. Bruno said that it razzled Daz. He said he saw a little Fosse. He saw a little Gene Kelly. But Lynn, bless his heart, Lynn was like, yeah, it was full of entertainment, but it was a bit wooden, and the rhythm was off. I was like, Lynn, really? Can you just, like, give a brother some props? Like, he danced on a piano. Like, give a brother some props. I'm just saying. But it was good.
Yeah, I was going to say that he was really challenged this week. He had a solo. He had the troupe. He was on a piano. He was with Whitney. He was without Whitney.
He had a catcher.
He had everything.
He had the catcher.
Yeah.
She, like, jumped off that piano.
Yeah, she did.
She was like, pew!
Yeah, also, during rehearsals, he actually dropped
a 30-pound table
on his foot. So he was in, like, a soft cast right before the show. And I don't think they ever said that.
They never mentioned that.
But, so he was actually dancing on her foot, but nobody actually knows that.
Yeah, he didn't tell anyone.
You never tell, either.
He didn't tell anyone.
They usually mention stuff like that. I'm surprised that they didn't say anything.
I actually like that he didn't tell anyone.
He didn't tell anyone.
I told like he didn't want the sympathy card or anything.
Yeah. I like
totally.
That.
Exactly. I love that.
Way to go, Chris.
Hercules clap for Chris.
And then his Instagram, the shirtless thing, where I wasn't sure why they brought that up, but I was like, all right, you want to bring up a shirtless picture of Chris? Like, go for it, sister.
Sure, whatever.
Interesting. All right, well, his score is an 8, a 9, a 7 from Lynn. Okay, Lynn. And then a 9, so a 33 out of 40 for Chris. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
Fair.
I agree with those scores.
Mm-hmm. See, I didn't see the 7, really, but...
Yeah.
Well, it's Lynn. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next, we have Tanya and Sasha. They did a rumba to "See You Again." Just, like, her story, you can't help but get emotional hearing that about her dad. And then props to her. So much props to be able to do that and see those photos of your dad and then be able to dance through the tears. I give her just so much credit. I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah, totally. And they, I agree 100%. And they even said, too, having to watch that package and then go out there and dance like that, like, wow, good for her. I've been rooting for her since the beginning, and Tanya's coming.
She's coming.
You know what? I thought she was here when she danced with the bear because that was one of my favorite dances this season. I was actually obsessed.
Do not get me started on.
I'm gonna need y'all to bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back from the bear.
I loved the bear. I loved what the bear brought. I loved that whole dance, and I didn't think it could go up from there, but it did this week. She's amazing. I loved it. It was the best performance so far I've seen from her, and that lift was really impressive, and I just thought it was great. I love her, and even if the bear is involved.
Don't bring up the
I'm
going to
stay away from the bear. So look, she had good balance and emotion. She had real, really good balance and emotion. I liked the variance and the speed of when they were dancing. Mm-hmm. Like, it was slow down and it was speed up. I really, really enjoyed that. And the one thing that bothered me so badly, and I said this to you, when she went to do the kick and she didn't extend her leg fully, it just kind of, it looked like a little flick, 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 kick. I was like, dang, Tanya, girl, now I know you can kick better than that. You an ice skater. She kick higher than that with ice skates on. I'm just saying. But I like Tanya Harding. I like her story. I think that she has a lot to prove on Dancing with the Stars, and I think she's doing a really good job at that.
Yeah, definitely with her story. Every time I see it, I cry. Aww. Week one, I bawled. Aww. Yesterday, I bawled. It's always me and Morgan crying. For some reason, I don't know why.
So team Tanya. Yeah, it's so like team. Ridiculous.
But she's improving every single week, yeah. And you can see it. It's so obvious. And she's pushing herself. Like, we see her in the rehearsal. She always comes up to me and everyone else and be like, how's this? Is this better? Are my shoulders up? Are they down? So I'm definitely rooting for her. She's definitely building every single week. So got to give her props for that. She's doing great.
Yeah, she's so sweet. Going off of what you said, she came up to me and she was like, I always watch you girls. She was like, you guys are so great. She's like, I just watch you and try to mimic everything that you're doing. I just think that her being on the show is so awesome for her personally. Yeah, yeah. I think she's growing as a human. And I think, you know, they're really pushing this on the show, but it's kind of like her second chance to just show America who she really is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah. And it's actually amazing to see her fan base grow because at the beginning there were a lot of people that were not a huge fan of her.
Yeah.
And she really, like she said, it's her second chance and there are so many people that love Tanya for who she truly is now and it's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm like really into her. I'm really into her.
Really into her.
And the thing is, what's interesting about the athlete season is that like they have this athlete mindset. Yeah. So they're always like, I feel like they're asking more of us, like, for advice versus on, I mean, I, this is my first season, so maybe they're just asking, because I'm like, oh, yeah. But they actually do consider, like, a lot of advice, and I feel like a lot of athletes do that, because they just want to be the best and be really good, and I really liked that about Tanya, regardless of, like, everything. I just... Yeah, she's really endearing, and, like, she's got this, like, charm on me, and I just, like, really fall for it.
I have a question for you guys real quick. Do you find working – I know this is your first season, but you guys have been here for other seasons. So for other seasons when it's not an athlete edition and it's just maybe a few athletes that are competing as contestants, do you find that there's a difference in how people rehearse and how they approach the competition?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Athletes love to be coached. They love being told what to do. Whereas other like TV personnels or something, they if you tell them what to do, they might get like super sassy. But no, athletes love actually being coached and like
just, it's the discipline.
Oh gosh,
I think.
I'm so sorry. I almost pulled this off my head. Yeah, they're perfectionists, and that's why this season is so successful because they are all trying to perfect everything that they're doing, and you can really tell.
You really can.
Yeah,
really can.
Literally to the T. Like, is my finger supposed to be here?
Seriously?
Yeah. Literally to the T. It's amazing.
Love it. Okay, well, Tanya's score is an 8, a 9, and another 8, another 8. So 33 out of 40 for Tanya. I think I agree with those scores. They were good. Love her, Team Tanya.
Yep.
Well, I don't know if the troop members knew this, but our actual own AfterBuzz leader, Maria Menounos, was on Dancing with the Stars back in the day.
Yes, she was.
She was amazing, and she also has a fun podcast. Scotty, tell us about
that. She does, yeah. You want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? Well, for those who do, we have got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us that sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Check it out.
Now seriously, guys, check it out. Make sure to say that the Dancing with the Stars panel sent you so we can get all the credit.
Yep.
We love ourselves. Okay. Let's carry on. So next up, we had Adam and Jenna. They did a contemporary. We like ourselves. It's fine. Okay, they did a contemporary to Oh by Coldplay, which... Love the song. Yep. Just he knows exactly how to play to people's emotions. Just the mom package, and then he picked the song he did the Olympics in. Perfect, flawless, wow, favorite dance of the night. Someone else can speak.
It's amazing. Speak, I will. Favorite dance of the night. I agree with that. It was amazing. He's very funny. From the beginning, I was like, wow, this guy's really funny. But this week was kind of the first time I saw him really get emotional. And I love that. And him and Jenna's chemistry from week one, I feel like, has been really strong. And this week, yeah, just the dance really blew me away. Really.
Yeah, I thought it was amazing. I think Jenna and him, that's just an incredible pair. I think they're amazing together. Someone on Twitter asked me if I think that his technique is getting hyped up because everybody just likes him. And I will say no, because he actually is really, really technical. And he is he's just really good. I don't think he's getting more credit than is due. I think he's doing the hard work and he looks really good out there. And to do a contemporary, too, he looked like a professional contemporary
dancer.
Right,
you couldn't tell who was who, and I thought that was the most amazing part.
Yeah, I thought it was great. And I loved the costuming. It was just a fun / amazing dance. Yeah, loved it.
Yeah, it was the dance of the night for me. Mm-hmm. It was very challenging. All of those strength moves that they did in the beginning, that's really difficult what Jenna was doing on her back when he kind of hovered himself over her toes. That's really, really hard. So I was all about it. It was very sharp. They seemed very connected, as they always do. And I think this was their best dance. And let me just go on the record and say, people in the chat room have been coming for me about what I said about Jenna. Let me be very clear. I like Jenna. I ain't got no problem with Jenna. I have a problem with what I said I had a problem with, and that's it. But I want y'all to kind of flip it back around for me, because I'm telling you, this week, I loved me some Jenna and Adam, and I ain't got a problem with them, and they had the best dance of the night. Boom. There you go. Artur.
Mic drop.
Bam. That choreography, though, that was insane. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he pulled it off, he looked like a pro. He absolutely killed it. Also was crying, tears down my face.
His voice is really talking about
it. Yeah, it was super emotional. And we got to see a different side of him that we haven't seen yet. So I think for the audience watching, that's great to see, you know, so they can relate to more. And people have similar experiences, too. So I thought it was great.
Contemporary is really hard to look good. Like, it really is. It's when it's done right, it looks really easy. So then you're like, okay, anyone can do that. But it's actually really challenging. And he's so, so beautiful. Like, just his makeup and everything when he just came up to us. I was like, you are so beautiful. I can't wait for your dance. And then he, like, was a bird. And it was great.
It was amazing.
Beautiful bird.
I'm into him.
Beautiful boy. That was the most amazing thing, though, is that they gave him such a hard routine. It was a contemporary routine that they would do on, like, any other dance show. It wasn't like they were watering it down for him because he's an athlete.
Yeah.
But it was incredible. I was looking at it and I was so impressed.
Wow.
Yeah, same. So impressed. Also, you know, Jenna and him, their chemistry, I don't know. You guys really said everything. Like, the dance was so strong. It was so good. I think, you know, like Haley said, the choreography was really difficult. So seeing Adam do that was so impressive.
Yeah.
And I just think he's great. He's hilarious. And we saw an emotional side. He has so many different levels. And he's just this, like, well-rounded human that I think is really awesome.
Yeah. That core work, I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm going to the gym.
Well, yeah. Even the hard choreography, like you said, but also, like, having to do the Stars on Ice and everything that he does. Like,
yeah. And then do that on top of it.
That's amazing.
Incredible.
It's a lot going on.
Well, the scores. So we got 3 tens, a 9 from Lynn, because Lynn said it was a little spiky. I would like a definition of spiky.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah.
I think it was a little
too staccato.
Yeah. I'm into spiky.
Yeah, it's hot.
But okay, whatever. So he had the highest score of the night, a 39 out of 40. Flawless. I have no words for him.
I liked it.
Well, last dance of the night, we had Josh and Sharna. They did another contemporary, Stand By Me. His MVP was his brothers, who looked like they really just did not want to be there that much. I was like, okay, like, they're not into this MVP night, but, like, okay. But it was so cute. I thought the dance was really good. The lifts were insane. Like, the most flawless. I have no words. Like, they looked so easy, and I know they were so hard. So I thought that was a great dance. I thought it was a good end to the night. I think he's also improved so much.
Yeah.
Scotty?
He has improved so much. And from last week, I thought last week, in my opinion, he kind of fell off a little bit. So I thought he came back strong. And Tom said he was really focused at the beginning, and I can see that as well, being there. And so, yeah, I thought he did a great job. great job.
Yeah, I thought he did a great job. And it's tough doing contemporary. Coming, you
as
know,
a football player
as a
too?
Football player. I mean, that's tough. And I think they made it look really flawless and smooth. And the lifts, I was so impressed. Yeah, very fluid. I was impressed by the whole thing. We did kind of mention that their chemistry looks like it changed a little bit. That's we don't know what's going on. We're speculating, but it seems like
we have a conspiracy theory. We have a lot of conspiracy theories on this
what
panel.
What is our conspiracy? I just feel like something changed. I don't know if they... I don't know. They just seemed like less connected this week. In the first few weeks, we saw that they were like... all about
they
each
were
other.
All up in each other's grill. This is what we saw this week.
Yeah, Carla,
I don't know.
You're a lot better at it than we are.
I'm the one that just keeps it real. So this is what we saw. We noticed that when he was getting his critiques, usually he would look down at her and they would check in with each other. He wasn't looking at her. He's looking up in the sky. He's looking everywhere but at her. I'm like, oh, I was in trouble in paradise. Well, okay. But, you know, that aside, I felt like this dance was, when they were dancing, it felt like they were floating. Mm-hmm. It felt like they were just floating across the dance floor. It was very fluid, just like you said. I agree with everything that you all said. I love this couple. I love to watch them dance. And as far as the football player thing is concerned, girl, you know the football players on Dance with the Stars always bring it.
But contemporary?
Yes. Yes. There are not all of them, but there are some football players that have been on the show that when they do contemporary, they kind of bring it. Yep. But it kind of depends on who the person is and how they're built, whether they're big up here, whether they're big down here. Because some of them, you know, depending on what position they play, some of them are big on top and some of them are big on the bottom. So there's that.
Yeah, I was going to say kudos to Sharna for giving him...
I didn't mean that the way that came out, sorry.
I was going to say kudos to Sharna for giving him all those lifts. He's such a strong guy, so she definitely played to his strengths.
That's a good point.
Able to transition, throw her around at ease, and he looked great doing it, and also was super surprised how fluid he was. From one movement to the other, seamlessly moving. Mm-hmm. Definitely, I was really impressed by him, I have to say. Mm-hmm.
Ladies, any comments on this one?
Yeah, I mean, I have to agree. I've seen some football players do great contemporary, like Rashad and Emma's contemporary to his dad was one of my favorite numbers ever. Yeah, I was bawling at the end. I don't usually cry, but I was crying.
I was bawling.
Yeah. I also agree. I think Sharna and Josh did a really awesome job. I think it was really difficult to have two contemporaries back to back. Also, kudos to Sharna. Jenna is trained in everything, but she is a trained contemporary dancer. So, you know, not saying that that was necessarily easy for her, but that's part of what she does. Mm-hmm. And so for Sharna coming onto the stage after, I thought she did a really awesome job. And I agree with Artur. She really played to Josh's strengths. Mm-hmm. I've really liked seeing Josh's journey on the show. I know in football he's kind of known as like the bad boy of football. Yeah, and so to see a different side and to see the package with his brothers and to see that he's like a down-home Southern boy, that is really cool. I really enjoyed seeing that last night.
I agree.
Yeah.
I loved all of his brothers. Like, they were like... Yeah, like, there was a room full of just so many people, and they were just the exact same as how they were just, like, in the house, just, like, chilling. And, like, chilling. I think that's so rad, because they're just like, yeah, we're on stage.
It's true, we're on stage.
Like, that's so cool. But back to the dance. Sharna's really good at choreographing moments in all of her dances, I feel. So... I feel like there was this one moment that we were talking about when we watched it, and she just, like, reached across, like, right into the audience, like, from her very, like, last little fingertip. And she's, like, she did really good with Josh in that sense of just, like, he had a lot of really good moments, I thought. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and the lighting.
She's amazing at making things simple but effective. Like, and it, you could really tell that she was giving it her all in that dance, and so was he, and it honestly just looked effortless and beautiful, and I loved it.
Yeah, the simplicity that just, like, soft. Movie moments, you know, just, like, a simple touch, you're like, jaw down, you know? Yeah. It was amazing.
Well, the judges definitely agree. He got 4 9s, a total of 36 out of 40, so one of the higher scores of the night. And we will move on from there. So now we go into this thing called the ballroom battle. So first up, we had Tanya versus Jenny. Their coach or mentor was Nastia Lukin. Yep. My girl, love her. They did a cha-cha.
Why are you looking at me? Like, looking at me, Morgan, because you know I'm going to say
Carla,
something.
I think you should take it away with this one because you keep
all right.
It real.
You know what? bless their hearts. But it was like Rhythmless Nation 1 was battling Rhythmless Nation 2. I was like, I'm going to need y'all. Poor, I mean, y'all were talking about how long Jenny's legs are. Because her legs are that long, it's even easier to point out the mistakes when she makes them. So when they're doing the cha-cha-cha, like, there's a certain part of you has to keep that leg straight while you cha-cha-cha. And baby, she was like knees up, like she was marching. I'm like, dude, come on. And Tanya, at one point, Tanya got off and I saw her looking out the corner of her eye. I'm like, girl, come on now. They blessed their heart, though. They tried their best. It was like the Battle of the Bumsteads. It was the Battle of the Bumsteads. I'm sorry, it was just very off.
But Bruno said, girls just want to have fun. They had fun.
Yep.
They were just a little off. Anyone else want to take it away?
Listen, I mean, out of the two that were going up against each other, I do agree. I think Sasha and Tanya definitely won that. But yeah, there were a few mistakes made, but yeah.
Bumsteads.
I thought it was great. I think dancing next to somebody, it could either be good for you or bad for you. Mm-hmm. Good if you're like, this is a battle, I'm going to go for it. But bad if you're like, what are they doing? Mm-hmm. You know, and then also sometimes you might assume that they're looking at another couple, but like really they're looking at you. Like I feel like, you know, when you're in the back of a dance, you're like, no one's looking at me. But really, like,
they always
I can see
at you.
You know, so
if you're on the stage, they are looking at you.
Yeah, it could be beneficial or so a detriment. And I think that both of them, it looks like they let it get in their head just a little bit. So right. I don't know. But I thought it was still fun and cute.
It was cute.
We just have to remember that the ballroom battles usually in the normal season is later on in the show.
Right.
This is week 3.
That's true.
That is true.
They had to learn a crazy opening number. They had their own routine plus the ballroom battles. It's tough. It's tough. But I definitely think they pulled it off. Obviously, being taller, it's a lot harder to, you know, strain your legs and all that kind of stuff. But they did. They brought it, I thought. Mm-hmm. Tanya killed it. She was like gung-ho performing. Her face in that beginning when she pointed, I was like... Kill it.
Because you're Team Tanya.
Like, her in the orange, I cannot.
Lit. She looks good.
She looked great. She looked so good.
I just cannot.
She looked great in that. She is having a moment over that orange outfit.
She is Team Tanya.
You are Team Tanya. Well,
she didn't have to do a step, honestly. Yeah. She could have just, like, stood there and just was like...
I will also say, though, the impressive thing about Tanya and Sasha is that they, as a couple, have not done a cha-cha at all throughout the entire season.
Wow.
So having to learn a whole new dance just for this, plus they also had to do their duet, the rumba. So that's hard. Like, she had to learn 2 brand new styles in 1 week. Like, that's really impressive.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Yeah, I think, which is so cool that y'all are here to remind us of this stuff,
right.
You know? Because we just see the dance. Right. So to be reminded that they do have 3 other dances wow, it is impressive.
Yeah, that is a good point. Thank you for pointing that.
How many dances do you guys have a show usually?
Oh God,
depends on the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last week we did about
seven to eight.
Oh, this week we had 3.
Okay, but wait, were they full dances or just snippets?
Some of them were full dances.
Some of them
I'd say
full
like
dances.
Half and half.
Yeah.
But
okay.
For finale, like last finale, I think we had 16 dances.
16.
And they are full dances. They're not just like little things. I'm like literally dying throughout finale.
And
like,
even
fully sweating, can't even get hair and makeup touch ups. It's insanity.
Even last week, I think we did the opening number. We had like a minute and a half, not even, to change and come back on. It was like 15 seconds. We are running into position. It's like live.
She has a story.
Quick change was absolutely insane. We had a minute and 30 seconds, and the girls were all changing, and the girls are like done. And I'm like, you guys, my corset is not zipping up. I'm like, it is not coming up. I don't know what's going on. And I looked down. It was about halfway, and the zipper had completely broke.
Oh, no.
So our wardrobe team is amazing, and I was safety pinned into my corset.
I looked at her, and I was like, oh my God, remain calm.
Remain calm.
But she was.
I walked out on stage to the boys, and I was like, so Britt might not be here. I started on her back, like standing on her back, and I was like, so Britt might not be here. Brandon, you're going to have to get down. We're going to have to make this happen.
This.
We're going to have to make it work. And Britt comes just running out. I'm like, oh my God.
She's here, and action. Yeah. And it was like, oh my God.
Literally, it was 10 seconds.
I'm just glad you didn't get stabbed with a safety pin
in
your tummy.
Yeah. I'm glad, too. I'm glad nothing popped open, because literally my top was hanging on by safety pins.
And it actually looked pretty cool.
It looked really good.
Okay. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, I liked it better than the original.
Everything happens for a reason.
Not gonna lie.
just starting new styles.
Yeah, hilarious.
All right, well, I want to make sure we have time for everyone to ask questions. So really quick, let's just do Adam and Mirai. They went back to back. I want to know who, what everyone thought. Would you think Adam or Mirai deserved it?
When Adam did that, when Adam and Jenna did that,
the split,
like the jump into the split, I was like, okay, you got me there.
Yes, that was a really good strategic ending, I thought.
I think they sealed the deal with that one.
Yeah, split. Nah.
In those battles, it's like you gotta like catch an eye, and I think that was a really smart way to end it.
Yeah.
Battle of the besties. In the jive, I think I would have said Mariah and Alan, though.
Oh, technically, yeah.
That was just my preference, but yeah if you looked at their technique of it, I would have said Mariah and Alan.
Yeah. Interesting. I love having you people
here. Yeah.
All right, well, okay, the judges, they gave it to Adam, so he got an extra 2 points. Mm-hmm. And then the last, we had Chris versus Josh. Just a lot of chest and abs and things going on.
Yeah, it was.
It was great. This was an interesting one because this is where our conspiracy theory starts with the whole David changing the paddle. So I'd love to get y'all's opinion on it, but I would have to give this one to Josh.
Totally. That last move that Josh and Sharma did? Wow. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, and Morgan, I think you're right when you say that she choreographs moments. Mm-hmm. I think that that was, like, an accurate, like, exactly what happened in that. Yeah. She had so many moments that you're like, oh, my God, yes, yes. And the ending, I think that that was a really good, nice, great pose at the end. And then I think the other couple walked off. So I think you're right.
I found myself I was like this, trying to figure out who to watch.
Right.
Because they were both, like, killing it. They killed it. So I wasn't surprised at the end when they were tied. I was like, yeah, they killed that. Yeah. They killed that.
So much action. I didn't even know where to look. I'm like, lift. Like, it was crazy.
But, like, kudos to Sharna and Whitney because that's what makes a really great battle is when you don't know who to watch. Like, you're just, it could go to anyone.
Yeah.
Like a ping pong. You're like, oh.
Absolutely.
They both did fantastic.
I like that.
It's
really good.
Really good metaphor.
Well, at the end of that, so we had a tie at first. So it was 2 to Chris, 2 to Josh. And then David, at the last minute, said he forgot and held up the wrong paddle. Okay. I don't know what to believe about this. Was it staged? Was it not? Do you guys think it was an actual, like, he really did forget? You're like, I don't know.
They're like, I'm trying to keep my job. I don't work at Dancing with the Stars, so I can say, I think that was Trey Shade. Because Tom Bergeron was like, what? They're talking in my ear. I'm like, child, you don't even look like nobody's talking in your ear. Like, really? I don't know. I think that it was shady. It was shady moves.
But also, it would have been a smarter production move to make it a tie.
So right, and have the audience, like, vote, make it more interactive or
maybe
something.
Maybe they were running out of time and they're like, we got to make a decision. I don't know.
They were shady boots.
Or maybe they, like, got the votes in and figured out, like, who they wanted to stay. That's part of my other conspiracy theory.
Shady
whatever.
Boots.
Okay, so we went through those dances. Then we go to the triple elimination.
Wow. Oh, God.
So half of the competition is cut in half. So it came down, and the people that got eliminated were, where is it? So we had Chris went home, we had Jenny go home, and we had the shocker of the night, Mirai went home.
I was so shocked about
my jaw hit the floor. I stared at my TV for about 2 minutes.
Only two.
Okay, it was 10, 2, 2.
2.5.
2.5, okay, and then I got distracted. But I was very surprised. What do y'all think about this? Did you see it coming at all?
I didn't. I didn't. I thought that Alan and Mirai should have been in the finals from the beginning. That's just how I felt. So to see Josh and Sharna there, I wasn't expecting it. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
See, I love Josh and Sharna, so... But also, like, I didn't like leave. I didn't like it. I thought I was tricked.
Yeah.
I felt tricked.
They duped you. So.
Popcorn. I feel conflicted about it because I feel like from the get-go, I called that Mariah was going to be in the finals. Mm-hmm. But I feel like she had a really hard time connecting with America. Personality wise, I think they had a really hard time connecting with her. There's no doubt that she is a brilliant dancer. She's an even more brilliant athlete and Olympiad, but I feel like she just didn't. And Dancing with the Stars is all about that connection. Mm-hmm. The audience has to feel something for you. That's why those packages and those stories are so important. Yeah. They need to know something about you other than what you do on that dance floor to help them connect with you, to make them want to vote for you. And I feel like that's where she kind of fell short a little bit.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I kind of wish that the package that she had this week was probably like a week earlier. Because we see her, we know her, we know how sweet she is. But yeah, I just thought it was so drastic. It was so intense, like six, and now we have three. We were in the change room, all of us just like sitting and watching, like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen?
Freaking out. We do it every week.
Yeah, we do it every week, but this was a lot more intense because one extra couple.
Yeah, literally cutting the entire cast in half. Yeah. I was like,
It's so funny. Like, it's kind of surprising to me, but, you know, us all being on the show, we really get connected to everybody, so we are really invested when it comes to the eliminations. Yeah. We're just, like, always standing there, and we always try to guess what is going to happen, and sometimes we're right, sometimes we're not, and I think that this season for eliminations has surprised us all, the entire season, and so I want to say that I'm surprised, but I'm not, because I've been shocked every single week, and I really think that based on voting and dancing and just everything, I really think that it could have been anyone in the in the finals.
Yeah, that's the thing, is they were all so talented that it literally could have been anyone.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
That's true. And I'm normally pretty good with calling who's going to go home, and I actually called this one.
But I
honestly don't know why. I just had a feeling, and I can normally trust my instincts.
Did you pick the three who made it to the final?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you should go to Vegas.
Girl, you should have made a bet.
She's literally always right.
I'm normally pretty good with it, even though I never know why. Like, I can't ever put a reason to it. It's just I have this feeling. Normally it's pretty good.
Yeah. Haley, when you're right, you're right.
Yeah.
When you're right, you're
right.
When you're good, you're good. When you're good,
you're good. That's it. Interesting. Any comments on surprise?
I mean... we've covered a lot of ground, so I would say yes to all of that. Alan's just really passionate, so it kind of broke my heart a little bit just like seeing him. We were in Mariah's piece, so we got to like see her a lot this week too, and she's pretty spicy, so I wish that like that you could have seen her like spiciness, because Alan's kind of spicy, so like the friction, but then like they really did care for each other, and I thought he did pretty good with her, like, throughout this season. He worked really hard, and he's got a lot of heart, so I really, I was kind of rooting for him. Good Alan, we love you. But the bottom three, they had to go, so, like...
Get them out of here.
Yeah. Bye.
Like, they had to go.
Well, okay, so we have our final three. Next week, we're announcing a winner. I want everyone to say who they think is going to take it home. I'll start. I think Adam. 100% done, sold, sealed, delivered. Who do you think?
Look, they've been so good. I'm gonna say Josh and Sharna, though.
I'm
gonna say Tanya.
Oh, okay.
I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Hopefully the bear comes back as well.
Stop it.
I'm thinking in my heart, I'm feeling like it's Adam, but the upset win could either be Josh or Tanya. Mm-hmm. One of the two. I'm just saying, they could be the upset, in my heart is Adam.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That was good. Just name all of them.
I don't know if I can pick a single person. I feel like everyone has grown so much from meeting them from day one, even at GMA.
Yeah.
Like, they've improved so much, everyone. Josh, Adam, and Tanya. So I don't know if I can... pinpoint one person. I'm sorry. No, you can.
I'm sorry.
So that's the Canadian in me.
Am I going to get in trouble if I pick one?
You don't have to.
I'm just going to say it. I think it's going to be Sharna and Josh.
Oh.
I do.
Interesting. Okay.
And because she always picks it.
I don't know why, but I just have that feeling. But honestly,
it could be all three of them.
Like, they are all so good, and they all have their individual stories. So you just never know who America's actually going to, like, gravitate to.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I think we're going to be shocked. Just like based on the season, I think we might be shocked. I'm gonna leave it with that.
Cliffhanger. Well, we will find out in a week. Okay, now before we wrap up, I know everyone in the chat room is dying to ask you guys some questions.
Okay, let's go.
It's very rare that we four from a troupe here, so take it away.
Okay, there is one question for Haley, and they want to know, what is the biggest difference between Dancing with the Stars and So You Think You Can Dance?
Oh,
there's a
huge difference. So You Think You Can Dance is just like everyday people, just normal little kids, honestly. We literally were almost all 18 years old. Dancing with the Stars, it's a professional dancer who has been in the industry for however long they've been in it. I don't know, from anywhere from like 5 to 10 years. And they're paired up with a celebrity. So it's honestly just So You Think is more of like average Joes just trying to make it big and make a name.
Hmm. Interesting. That was a very succinct answer.
I know. You guys are really good at this. You guys are really good at this. Okay, we have another question. Who has been your favorite person to work with on the show in general?
Ooh.
Celebrities, pros, it looks like there's no rules here in this question.
I think for me it's Rashad.
Mm.
I think he
love him.
We love Rashad.
Yeah, he's amazing. I mean, he like grew so much from day one. I think it was completely out of the blue that he was a good dancer, and the fact that he loves to dance, he's still dancing.
Aww.
He's a great human. We got to know him. He was on our tour bus during the summer tour, and I would say he was my favorite.
He was a great judge, too.
He was an awesome judge.
I want him on a normal season.
I need for him to do the Julianne Hough thing and be there every week.
Yeah. I would love that.
I would probably have to say Bindi Irwin. She is... my first season, and she is honestly the most down-to-earth, most genuine person in the world. And she was kind of like Rashad. She was a shock. Like, nobody expected her to be a good dancer, and she just won.
She was awesome.
She was amazing.
Yeah, she was.
I was going to say Normani, because we've definitely had, like, kumbaya moments where we sat in a circle.
Yeah.
We all told our own history, and we all got to know each other. And also for me, also Nikki Bella, too, was such a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Like, she wears her heart on her sleeve, really, she truly.
Does.
So
yeah.
I have a soft spot for her.
Yeah, she does.
I definitely love her.
Okay, last question. Should we say this? Okay, so Nella J is asking if you guys would like to be the pros competing eventually.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's
1,000%.
That's going to say no to that.
I guess it's kind of a yes or no. You always want to be a pro.
Yeah.
But that's the next step.
I was going to say, is that the goal, though? Is it true?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Actually, right now, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but everybody that's a pro currently has at one time been a part of the troupe.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even,
they have. Even past competitors. Like, PETA was on the very first troupe.
Yeah.
Sharna.
Yeah.
And so... Emma, everybody has been on troupe.
Except
Keo.
Keo was in the troupe, too.
He was with us.
He was with us.
Oh, God.
Don't tell him.
I remember seeing him back there.
Yeah.
The thing, though, is that we choreograph our own bumpers, so we have that experience of choreographing as well. So to be able to do that with a celeb and to, you know, make a product, per se.
Right.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Definitely a goal that all of us have.
Yeah. Well, one follow-up question to that I want to end. If say y'all were pros on the season, who would you want your partner to be?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah, if you could pick anyone from the season, who would it have to be?
So I actually said this in my interview with Dance with the Stars. I would love to have a housewife. One in particular. Because... Tamra Judd, because we're both Aries, and she's super dramatic, so it'd be crazy good TV. Dance with the Stars, pay attention.
Dropping hints.
I love it.
Said we're both Aries. I love that.
Both Aries.
Just off the top of my head, I don't think this would ever happen, but if it was an athlete, I would love Steph Curry.
I mean,
he is like the number one person in the NBA right now, so I don't know if that would happen.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think we would vibe. I also think I could be total besties with Ayesha Curry.
Yes.
So
and you could babysit their daughters.
Right, exactly. I don't know. I think that would be pretty fun. That would be cool. Fun.
He's a cutie patootie, too.
He's a looker.
Mine would be Ryan Reynolds.
Stop it.
Ryan Reynolds
is
so cute.
I know he's...
Do you
like Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah. Well, no, he's Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, right. I get my Ryans mixed up.
Yeah, no, Ryan Reynolds for sure. He's hilarious.
Yeah, he is.
I don't know if any of you guys follow him on Twitter or Instagram, and I die at every single post of his. I'm like, if anything, if he was terrible at dancing, which I feel like he would be great, I think we would have the biggest time in rehearsal. Like, I would be crying laughing every single day, so I would just love it.
So you're going to be in line for Deadpool 2, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I'm so excited.
Well, you really stepped it up a notch with that. My dad would really freak if it was Aaron Rodgers, because I'm from Wisconsin, and he loved, like, he started watching Dancing with the Stars because of Donald Driver, when he was on the show, so that would be super rad. But then, like, after that, like, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, yeah.
Choice. I'm going to have to change it to Angelina Jolie.
Oh, okay.
What are we doing? That's really high now.
Yeah. Could you imagine Angelina Jolie on Dancing with the Stars?
Can I get a Brad Pitt?
I could be Angelina.
I think a lot of things would have to happen in her career for her.
Yes. Yeah. Was like, can I get Brad Pitt?
I know. Just saying.
Never say never.
Right. That's true. Yeah. Literally never.
We're going to come back on this panel and we're going to have Ryan Reynolds and Angelina. Yeah. All right. Well, does anyone have any last comments? Thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
Well, everyone, tune in next week for the finale of season 26 of Dancing with the Stars. I'm your host, Morgan Ouellette. You can catch up with me on Twitter at Morgan_Ouellette. If you want to get fancy, on Instagram at Morgan Lee Ouellette.
Ooh,
middle name. A 12-year-old girl took my name, so
we're not mad about it.
I'm Scotty Jordan. Twitter is Scotty Jordan 88. Instagram is The Gentle Mentor.
Yeah, I am Tigli Panko. You guys can find me at TigDP everywhere. I don't do middle names on different socials. But thank you guys again so much. You guys are seriously thebomb.com. We appreciate you.
And you can find moi at The Curvy Critic across all social media platforms. You can also catch me on AfterBuzz at The GH Report on Sundays and on BHL with my film review show, Black Tomatoes. Thank you.
And then, love it. Artur, where can they find you?
Mine is Artur, ArturA_ski on Instagram, and then Artur_ski.
There you have it.
Just in case you needed the spelling.
Well, just in case. No one can pronounce it.
It's true.
It's a hard one, Morgan.
It's a hard one. Make sure you follow him. He's really funny.
I'll have to. Morgan, where can they all keep up with you?
Morganimal.
Oh,
like
easy.
Everywhere.
Okay. I love it. Haley?
On Instagram, Haley, HAYLEY, period. Yeah, it's period, not an underscore. Sorry, question mark. And then Herbert, ErbERT on Twitter. It's Danston Haley.
Awesome. Yay. And Britt, last but not least.
On Instagram, it's Britt Benet, BRITTBENAE, middle name.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then on Twitter, it's Britt B. Stewart.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us, and thank you guys for watching, and make sure to catch up next week with the finale. Who's going to win?
Yay. From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.